Greetings, my beloved family in Christ. This is your brother JP Ruhana from Lebanon. I'm honored to speak once again this new week, and let us just commit this day by a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a new day where we can behold your mercy once again. Let us, Lord, appreciate your love. Let us embrace you more than ever. Let us understand that you are always here to correct us, to straighten us, and to keep us in your way. Father, we cannot do anything if you show us not. So continue showing us your wonderful love. Continue revealing unto us the depth of your word. And Lord, keep us walking in your spirit. Heavenly Father, we commit this day. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. My brothers and sisters, I will share some thoughts that the Lord has put in my heart. And I'd like to call this sharing the speed of love. Let us just give praise to our Lord for the love that he loved us with, even while we were yet sinners. This love is so pure, it is so kind, it is so patient. His love is eternal, it is timeless, and it is so powerful that it makes years to seem as only but a few days. And we know that God, who is love, for him, 1,000 years for us seems as only a day for him. And this great love has been extended through 7 church ages. The grace of God has traveled, and this grace was a similar extension in the days of Noah, when the doors of the ark was open for 7 days. The Lord had patience in the days of Noah, and he even kept the door open for 7 days. And this was a wonderful shadow of the 7 church ages, the door of the Lord Jesus Christ. His grace is open and remains open until he closes the door. Each day that the door remained open in the day of Noah was showing each church age. And we know that the love of God is so patient toward us that it does not want us to fall away. It does not want us to perish, but it wants us to continue walking in this love. Because whenever we are able to walk in his love, only then can we speed up the time. Only then can we redeem the time. We know that God is not slack toward his promise, as some count slackness, but he is long-suffering toward us, that none should perish. His love has suffered so long in this grace age. His love has endured throughout these 7 church ages, and his love has covered a multitude of sins. His love turned the other cheek. His love ran an extra mile. As we read in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 41, the Lord says, "Whoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him 2 miles. Amen. These 2 miles portray the 2,000 years that love has been so patient with us. Patient for every seed to manifest. Patient for every stone to be gathered. Love manifests the true patience. The love of Christ has been laboring for seven church ages and has been working in ways that darkness itself could not even comprehend. It has labored and toiled in the dispensation of times, all to claim its purchased possession. All this laboring, all this work is to claim us. And as we read in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 10 and verse 14, we see that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. And in verse 14 we read, which is the earnest, which is to say, the down payment of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Amen. The Lord has a love that no other can demonstrate. No one can demonstrate the love that he demonstrated. It's a love that went through the dispensation of times to gather all things in Christ and to redeem the purchased possession. And we see this same kind of love shadowed in the life of Jacob, who served 7 years for Rachel. And that's what we read in the book of Genesis, chapter 29, verse 20. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. Amen. The love that he had for Rachel made the years turn into a few days. This love had the power to quicken the time. This love had the power to redeem the time. Jacob did not feel in the burden of time, did not feel heavy in time, because he had so much love for Rachel that the years that he worked for seemed only but a few days, as the scripture says. And we have heard of the love that Jacob had for Rachel, but a greater than Jacob is here. Our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ, has the greatest love that no other can have. And our Lord wants his own Rachel. We are his Rachel. Rachel means in Hebrew a female sheep. And our Lord has come to find his lost sheep, his lost bone, his lost coin, and his pearl. We are that lost sheep. We are that Rachel that our Lord loves. And that is why for him, 1,000 years seems only as a day. That is the love, the dimension of love that quickens the time. And we know that the Lord was telling Peter, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? 3 times. And he told Peter every time to feed my sheep. It was all about the sheep. It was all about Rachel, which means a female sheep. Amen. Jacob's original deal that he planned with Laban, his uncle, was to work 7 years for Rachel. And the original deal was that after 7 years, he would obtain his purchased possession, his female sheep. And so it is that our Lord has worked 7 church ages to gather his lost sheep, to gather his body together, to gather his lively stones together, and to build us up as one body. The purpose of gathering us together is found in Jacob also. It was Jacob who gathered the stones together in order to lay his head upon as a pillow. And that is what we read in Genesis chapter 28, verse 11. It says that Jacob lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took the stones of that place and put them for his pillow, and lay down in that place to sleep. Amen. Jacob tarried, and he took the stones of that place, and he put them for his pillows, in order to lay his head. Jesus said that foxes have holes, and birds have nests, but that he had no place to lay his head. There is a deeper prophetic meaning to that riddle. It is a riddle that Jesus spoke. For our Lord had to patiently wait 7 church ages. And he had to wait for the dispensation of the fullness of time to gather us together, as it says in the scripture. And he will finally lay his head upon the stones that he has gathered to make as pillows. The capstone of love, our cornerstone of the pyramid, is about to lay upon our necks. Our Lord will not rest until he finishes his labor of love. That is when he will lay his head. He must finish the work of love. And we see that same story in Boaz, who could not rest until he settled his redemption to Ruth. And that's what we read in Ruth chapter 3, verse 18. It says, "Then she said, 'Sit still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day.'" Amen. Our Lord also does not have a place to rest his head until he finishes his work in us. And the work that he started, he will surely finish. He is gathering us together, and we are in the time of his love. We are in the time to be gathered together for one purpose, and that purpose is for the capstone of love to lay its head upon us. And when Jacob gathered the stones to lay his head, that is when he saw the dream of the ladder, and he saw the angels of God ascending and descending. And we see thousands of years later that Jesus made mention of that dream in a different way. And he told Nathanael in the book of John chapter 1 verse 51. He said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Amen. That ladder that Jacob saw was a shadow of the Son of Man. His love on the cross became a ladder for us to climb. His love reached onto heaven, and the cross became a beautiful ladder from heaven onto earth, from earth onto heaven, for the Son of Man was lifted up between heaven and earth. And truly his love for us is too great to behold with our own eyes. That is why we need the eye of the dove, the eye of the Spirit, to see this kind of love. And once we see this love, truly we can enter into that redemption of time. For love will make it seem as only a few days, as it was with Jacob. The 7 years seemed a few days for him for the love that he had for Rachel. Let it be known that this flesh does not want to make it seem but a few days. This flesh wants to make it seem that it's taking too long, that the promise is tarrying, And it's speaking to us with the voice of deception. And it's saying to us, where is his promise? And why is he taking so long? The flesh has no patience. It cannot wait upon the promise of God. It cannot wait upon the Lord. It is only the inner man, the new creature, that is being renewed day unto day. Only that inner man can wait upon the Lord. So let us walk in his love. That is the love that will redeem the time and make it seem only a few days for us. Jesus tells us in John chapter 15, verse 9, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Continue ye in my love. Amen. This is the only way we can continue. Only in his love can we continue to look up. Only in his love can we continue to allow patience to have her perfect work. For patience is bringing in all the seeds of God. Patience is finding all those who are lost. She is gathering her stones. She is preparing the pillow for our Lord to lay his head. Let us not forget that there is a voice of lies speaking unto us, and it is telling us that our time is not yet. As the devils told Jesus that you have come to torture us, our time is not yet. These same voices are speaking within our flesh. But we must not hearken unto that voice. We must hearken unto the voice of wisdom, the voice of the Spirit, the voice of the heavenly dove. And that voice is telling us that time shall be no more. Not, it is not our time yet, but that time shall be no more. Amen. That is why Paul, when he heard the Spirit, when he saw the light, when he heard the light, he was able to walk in that light. He was able to walk in the love of Christ. And that is why he felt that it was so near. He felt that it is only but a few days that his body redemption would come. And that was his groaning. That is what he desired and craved for. That was his earnest prayer. He begged to be delivered from this body of death. And he even said that he wants to be clothed upon and not to be unclothed. He was so much in love with the Word. He was in love so much that time for him became as only a few days. He felt that it was so near that he would remain and he would stay alive for the coming of the Lord. And we know that it was Paul that said nothing could separate him from this love. He had a craving to meet the Lord in the air. He desired to embrace him and to be forever with him. And we know that all those who love his appearing, that is how they will redeem the time. Everything will seem but a few days. It was the same with Jacob, and it is the same with our Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and who cares for us, and who wants us to walk in this love, for us to seem that it is only a few days left. We are now at the end of the seventh church age, and the last day of the grace week, and our Jacob, our Lord, is coming to redeem his body. We are his body, we are his resting place, for his head to lay upon us. Let us thank the Lord, and let us continue this topic again tomorrow. The Lord bless you, my brothers and sisters. Amen.